Great to have you along today on WPR News. You know, summertime, you know, it's spending a day at the lake and maybe catching a game at the ballpark, visiting a fair, county fair maybe. And after winter, if you're like me, you are ready to get outside and enjoy the beauty the state has to offer. Larry Mueller here. And today on the show, we're talking about some summer festivals and activities that are going around the state with Amanda Weibel, who is Communications Officer for Travel Wisconsin. And as we talk with Amanda, I hope you'll join in. Let us know what you're up to this summer. Maybe you have some traditions for this time of the year, or maybe you have a question about what's going on in a particular part of the state. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email to talk@wpr.org. Amanda Weibel, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Larry. I'm so glad to be here.
What do you love about summer in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, there is so much to love about summer in Wisconsin. I enjoy spending time outdoors in all four seasons, really. But there's something special about those longer days in summer. Can stay out and enjoy daylight a little bit more. So I'm looking forward to doing some hiking and biking. I love patio season at local restaurants and finding a new great ice cream shop. So I'm going to try to do a little bit of everything this summer.
I have to tell you that Secretary Sayers has often made me look like a dummy sometimes, with a game that you guys call Fest or Fiction. And I'm sure she told you about this game. And I'm ready to be humbled once again. So what do you have for me today?
It's going to be fun. I know you always have such a fun time playing. I'm so excited that I get to play Travel Wisconsin's game Fest or Fiction with you today. As you know, Wisconsin is home to some truly remarkable festivals. And so this is just a fun game to get to know some of the wacky ways we celebrate the season. And if you're listening at home and you're thinking, I want to play, I want to test my knowledge, you can actually play at travelwisconsin.com/fest or fiction.
Or you could play right now.
You can play right now. So I'm going to remind you the premise. The game is simple. I'm going to say the name of a festival. And Larry, it's your job to guess whether it is real or made up. And for the real festivals, I'll give you all the information. And for those that sound too good to be true, I will share about a similar sounding event that you can enjoy in Wisconsin. So Larry, are you ready to play Fest or Fiction?
I am ready to be humbled.
All right, let's see how you do today. So first one, Sovereign State Days, Fest or Fiction?
Sovereign State Days. I'm looking to Lee Rayburn to see if he doesn't know either. So I'm going to say no on that. I'm going to say fiction.
This is a real fest.
Oh, no.
Yes.
How did I miss that? What? Tell me about it.
Yes, this is such a unique one. So if you travel to Winnebago County this summer, you can experience the community festival honoring a mapping error 58 years ago. So in 1967, the village of Winneconne was accidentally removed from the official state highway map, which led to local confusion and widespread attention. Well, they leaned into the mistake, and the leaders of Winneconne playfully declared themselves a sovereign state. So, of course, the impasse was ultimately resolved. It was restored on the map, but the community still celebrates the local lore each summer. So you can head to Winneconne the weekend of July 17th through the 20th. You're going to find all kinds of family fun at Sovereign State Days. You'll enjoy food trucks, fireworks, kid-friendly activities, even a parade. So much fun.
You know, I remember the story. I remember the map story, but how long has this Sovereign State Days been going on? Probably a long time.
It's 58-year-long celebration. So yeah, they have not forgotten. And they have continued to celebrate this. It's just so much fun.
You'd think that somebody who had lived here all that time would have known about that particular day. All right. Well, but it sounds like a lot of fun to me. I mean,
I love that they play it up still, that they still have a fun time with it. And you do not have to worry about any future mapping issues. The state highway map was actually just released, their latest edition, and they use GIS data to produce the most precise map ever. So they will not be forgotten again. And you can get yourself a map by visiting travelwisconsin.com.
Okay. Oh, you can. Oh.
Yes, yes.
I should have you send me one.
We can do that, Larry.
Send one over here to WPR.org, to Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53704, I believe.
Perfect.
And we'll put Larry Mueller on the top.
We will get you your highway map.
Okay. All right. Well, there's one. Give me another one.
All right. How about this next one? The Leaping of the Lambs. Fest or fiction?
I know there's a one about sheep. I'm going to say fiction. Oh, I got one right. All
correct.
Right.
This one is fiction. But we do have a great option. The Roofing of the Goats in Door County. So this is an annual event that honors the celebrities of Sister Bay, the goats of Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant. You can travel to Door County on Saturday, June 14th for this unexpected festival. The day starts with a parade of the goats through Sister Bay. It culminates with the first roofing of the goats for the season. And throughout the day, there are all kinds of great festivities like kids games, live music, great food, drinks, and a Swedish pancake eating contest as well.
Oh, those Swedish pancakes are really good. You know, I hosted my radio show from Al Johnson's resort one time, and they allowed me, I think it was for kind of publicity purposes, one thing or another, I got to climb up on the roof with the goats.
Wow.
And not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
Oh, yeah, it's great. That's a great time of the year to be there, too. Well, all right. So I got one right out of two.
One right. Yeah, you're doing great.
All right. What's the next one?
All right. UFO days, fest or fiction?
UFO days. I think there's one in, it might be southwestern Wisconsin. There was a place where a lot of people saw UFOs. I'm going to say there's a UFO days. All right. I got two right.
Correct. Well done. And Wisconsin has not just one, but at least two different UFO days. So one of them is in northwestern Wisconsin this summer. That's Elmwood's UFO days. It's happening July 25th through the 27th. And Elmwood honors its local legend of being a hotspot for visiting aliens and UFOs. You can join the spirited celebration by dressing up in your best alien or astronaut costume. So have fun with that. And make sure that you visit for the grand parade. There are a bunch of different floats that take on UFO-inspired designs. And then in the fall, this might be the one you're thinking of, Larry, the Dane County community of Belleville hosts its own UFO day as well. And that festival honors local sightings of UFOs and welcomes visitors from this planet or others on the last weekend in October. And then for one more extraterrestrial encounter, you can actually head to Kadot the weekend of June 6th and 7th for Force Fields. And that's a new alien-themed festival that's going to bring some of the hottest electronic music artists to Chippewa County.
Wow. Well, maybe they saw me drive through and thought I was a UFO or something. I'm not sure.
You know, I think that there were probably many other sightings, too. So I don't know that you can take all the credit, Larry, but I think you should go help them celebrate.
And I think there's one somewhere that relates to Sputnik. You may not know this off the top of your head, but there was a piece of the original Sputnik
Yes. It landed right outside the Rar West Art Museum in Manitowoc.
And Manitowoc.
So they actually have a replica on display. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I you didn't ask me about it, but I threw that in just to let people know that I'm not entirely clueless when it comes to this. I got a bell that I probably didn't deserve there, but all right. So UFO days, that, you know, really a lot of good-natured fun, you know.
And, absolutely.
And
yeah,
everybody's got to be in a good spirit, in a good mood. And
yes.
Ready for fun.
Yes, I've been to the one in Elmwood, and it's fun to just see people dressing up, see people getting into it, eating some good food, enjoying some time together as a community.
I was 13 or 14. I made a paper mache, a big round globby head, and I painted it. I wonder if I could still get my head inside. Probably not. I'm sure it's up in the attic at our homestead somewhere. I don't think my mother would ever throw anything like that away. So I could dig that out and just join in the fun.
You have another opportunity to use it now.
All these years later. Well, give me another one.
All right. I have one more for you.
All right.
The Liechtenstein Lamboozle, fest or fiction?
Liechtenstein Lamboozle?
Yes.
It sounds weird enough to be true.
The fun thing about this game is that they do sound weird enough to be true, but this one is actually fiction.
Oh, is there anything like it anywhere?
Yes. Oh. So you can celebrate Wisconsin's connection to Europe during Luxembourg Fest this summer.
Oh, Luxembourg.
Yeah. The village of Belgium in Ozaukee County was founded by Luxembourgish immigrants, and the community annually honors its connection to the small European nation. And the royal family of Luxembourg even visits the village of Belgium from time to time. So they're really connected to this community. You can join other celebrants on August 7th through the 10th for what is billed as the world's largest Luxembourg family reunion. They have cultural demonstrations and displays. You can taste authentic Luxembourgish dishes and find plenty of entertainment to fill the weekend.
I wonder what a Luxembourgish dish would be. Is there, I don't know, fish involved?
You know, I am not sure, but I think we're going to have to go to find out, Larry.
I think we will. Oh, well, that sounds like fun. And all these, these are such fun events. It's kind of fun to take the test, even though I only got half right. That's about average, I think.
Exactly. That's okay. That's okay. The best part is you learned of some new festivals to check out this summer.
You're exactly right about that. Amanda Weibel, our guest today, communications officer for Travel Wisconsin. If you have a question about where to go and what to do, give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Amanda Weibel, communications officer for Travel Wisconsin. And again, if you have a question or a comment or maybe an experience to share, give a call, 800-642-1234. Email to talk@WPR.org. You know, on our little break, Amanda, I was thinking about the many ways that we have to tell the stories of places here in the state and our history and historical sites. You've got tours and museums. What are some of the maybe newer experiences you can have at Wisconsin historical sites this season? Are there some?
Yeah, absolutely. This is such a great way to experience history firsthand. The Wisconsin Historical Society actually has 12 distinctive sites, And many of them do have new experiences this year. So if you've been to some of these in the past, there's an opportunity to come back and experience something new. The first one I want to mention is if you're looking to journey through Wisconsin's rich beer and brewing heritage, you're going to want to go to Eagle, to Old World, Wisconsin. Old World, Wisconsin unveiled the Whitney Bell's Tavern last month. And so this is the first historic building that was relocated to the property since the 1990s. And it's this awesome experience to really immerse yourself in 1930s era tavern. You can enjoy some beer that was actually made at Old World, Wisconsin's working brew house.
And, you know, as someone who is not known to turn down a beer, I think it would be kind of fun to visit. Are there some historical beer-focused vacations in Milwaukee?
Definitely, yeah. Milwaukee's a great destination if you want to really delve into the history of Wisconsin's brewing heritage. You can go behind the history of brewing with a tour of the Miller Brewery. That includes a stop at the historic caves. You can choose from a variety of tour options, including their new experience that actually takes you to the heart of the Miller Brewery archives. And then you'll want to pair that with a visit to Pabst Mansion for more history from the Gilded Days of Beer Barons. You can take either a guided or a self-guided tour of the mansion. It's a massive mansion, and it was built for the Pabst family in the 1890s. It's full of ornate detail. It's absolutely stunning. And then you can complement the history lessons by spending the night at the original Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery. So the Brew House Inn and Suites converted the Pabst Brewery into a modern hotel for an authentic Milwaukee experience. And then, of course, you can cap off your day with 24 taps and a satisfying dinner by visiting the Explorium Brew Pub in the Third Ward.
That's a lot. I think it was, the Blue Ribbon comes, Pabst won the Blue Ribbon in, what was it, 1893 or something? And the Pabst beer, and then they named it Pabst Blue Ribbon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Sounds right to me anyway. My great uncle had the job of being a beer taster at Foxhead 500, I think I remember. And he would have to taste each batch as it came out to check for quality and so forth. And that's something you probably didn't need to know.
Well, I think that's great. I mean, again, those connections to the beer industry are everywhere you look in Wisconsin.
Oh, man. I understand you want to tell us more about some museums in Manitowoc. I have that in my notes. What can you see in these museums, and why are they worth the visit?
Yeah, we brought up Manitowoc earlier, and I think it's worth talking about a little bit more. It's a community of about 35,000 right on Lake Michigan, but really packs a punch for museum lovers. Manitowoc is certainly the only city in Wisconsin and likely the only city in the country where you could see a calf being born, you can marvel at a Picasso, and spend the night on a World War II era submarine. You could do all of those things in one day in Manitowoc.
So there's a Picasso in Manitowoc.
Yeah, so the Rahr West Art Museum, we talked about that earlier with its connection to Sputnik.
Oh, right.
So that's where you're going to find a replica of the Sputnik 4 satellite fragment, which crash-landed just outside of the museum in 1960. But the museum itself is a destination. It holds artwork from famed painters like Pablo Picasso, as well as a number of work from George O'Keefe.
That is very, very cool. And I don't think I've been there.
It's definitely one to put on your list. It's amazing. You know, and then I mentioned the variety. You can see that amazing art. But then you've got the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center just down the road. They have interactive displays to learn about agriculture. And they also have a birthing barn. So guests can actually come and witness a calf being born. They work with the area farmers to bring cows in. And there's a sound that goes off when the birth is about to happen. So if you're exploring in a different area of the museum, you can go check it out. So a pretty unique experience for folks to get to witness.
I grew up on a farm. I witnessed that many times.
You know, Larry, I did too. And so I love that it's an experience that, you know, is available for others too that didn't get to grow up on a farm and that didn't have that background, because I think it's something that is pretty pretty amazing, certainly if it's not something that you've experienced before.
This month is, isn't it Great Outdoors Month?
Yes. June is Great Outdoors Month. So it's a perfect time if you've been thinking about, you know, where is my next hiking or biking adventure going to be? It's a great time to get outside. And Travel Wisconsin has a great resource to help you make those memories outdoors. It's the Wisconsin Trail Report. And so the Trail Report is a comprehensive tool for planning your hiking and biking trips. It's an interactive map that features more than 165 trail networks all around the state. And you can learn information about some general trail conditions, as well as a description of the trail network. If you're on the biking report, you can find trails for both recreational cycling and mountain biking. But it really helps make planning out that trip a breeze, because when you click on a destination on the map, you can also find nearby ideas for dining, for lodging, for entertainment and events. So it's a great resource. Plan your Great Outdoors Month getaway, and you can find it at travelwisconsin.com/trail report.
We have a lot of good trail. I've done a lot of biking all across the state. In fact, I did the great bike ride Grabar, the 350 miles, I think it was, bike ride across, following the Wisconsin River from the top of the state to where it exits out into the Miss. And it was, and I've been many others as well, but we have a lot of really good experiences when it comes to biking and hiking for sure. And this is I think this is the weekend, is it not, be a good time to visit a state park?
It is, yes, because Free Fun Weekend is coming up. So this is the annual event that encourages people to really get out and explore the Wisconsin State Park System. And visitors get free access to state parks, forests, and trails. That's on Saturday, June 7th and Sunday, June 8th. And this is a really special year to be getting out and enjoying our state parks, because the Wisconsin State Park System is celebrating a huge milestone. They have been providing the public access to outdoor recreation for 125 years. So Free Fun Weekend is really the perfect time. Go find a new park to explore and be part of that 125-year celebration. You can really easily find Wisconsin State Park properties by using that trail report that I mentioned. You can actually filter for Wisconsin State properties right there on the report.
Yeah. Jim Buchholz wrote and put together a great book on the state parks of Wisconsin. We did a series of programs on the state parks. It's also a wonderful resource and brand new, as a matter of fact. So that's a good one, too. Do you have a favorite state park, Amanda?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a really tough question, too. that's something that's so cool about our state park system. I mean, we have 50 to choose from, and they are all amazing. They all have their own draw. So I certainly, you know, it's one of my goals to explore more of our state parks. I have not been to all 50 yet, but I would love to. So, you know, I think some that are go-tos for me, Blue Mound State Park is maybe, one that I think is a little underrated, but is a hidden gem here in southern Wisconsin. The hiking trails are great. They've got observation towers. They actually have a pool in the state park too. So that's kind of a fun, unexpected amenity once you get into the park.
And in our last minute, there's a new sculpture in Wauwatosa. It's a troll. It was created by Thomas Dambo. Built troll sculptures all over the world, and he chose Wauwatosa for one.
Yes. Yeah, we're so fortunate. This was just, the construction just recently completed. So definitely go to Wauwatosa. Check out Thomas Dambo's latest troll. It's a 24-foot sculpture named Mama Rosa. She's made from locally sourced recycled wood, including trees from Wauwatosa's own parks. And it's nestled in that brand new Firefly Grove Park. So it's a sight to see. Thomas Dambo has made 135 troll sculptures worldwide. There are only 32 in the U.S. So this is a draw. People are going to come from near and far to get to experience this troll and so much more of what Wauwatosa and Wisconsin have to offer.
Well, Amanda, in the meantime, if you see a guy at UFO days with a big orange kind of paper mache head, you'll just come out over and say hi, Larry.
I'm going to keep an eye out for you.
Thank you so much. Amanda Weibel, communications officer for Travel Wisconsin, and she or our secretary Sayers will be back for another visit. Thanks a lot for joining us today. All our shows a team effort. Our producers, Clara Neipert and Joel Patnod. Technical directors, Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producers, Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Hey, it's been a lot of fun today. Thanks so much for being with us, and stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.